Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Billy's Basin, a cirque at the very head of the East Fork of Indian River, became almost as much a center of mining attention in the 1890s as was Silver Bay. In that decade, Sitka had the hopes of developing at least one mine that would become another Treadwell mine. Many men and small companies worked tirelessly toward that end. Billy's Basin was named for William Millmore, a former Navy steward and owner of the Millmore Hotel. William Billy Millmore defied many of the hardships that defined life in Alaska during the late 19th century. In March of 1886, Millmore acquired 4 lode claims near the East Fork of Indian River. As well, other potential miners staked claims in that area, including E. Otis Smith, editor of The Alaskan, Sitka's first newspaper. Progress started slow for Millmore, as he did yearly evaluations and took friends and potential investors to see his claims. William Governor Morris, special agent of the Treasury of the Department of Alaska, F. Day of Castleton, 3 Frenchmen, and Judge Jewett trekked the 7 difficult miles to Billy's Basin, among others. This trip and other promotional trips allowed Millmore to gain investors in establishing a mining company. His efforts paid off in 1892 when he sold a half interest to Lieutenant Commander John Newell of the USS Pinta that was often stationed in Sitka. Newell, in turn, sold half of his interest to Reverend A. E. Austin of the Sitka Industrial Training School. With a new cash flow, work on the claims began. These claims became known as the New Archangel, the Thetis, the Bear, and the Raven. Billy hired a labor crew to clear a wagon road to the fork of the Indian River and a pack trail from there to the basin. He then shipped to Sitka a string of donkeys to pack ore from the New Archangel claim to the docks for shipment to San Francisco. These hardy burros hauled ore for at least 3 seasons, with the donkeys making 1 round trip to the mine each day. Millmore formed the Millmore Gold Mining Company under the laws of California so he could sell shares. At the New Archangel and the Thetis claims, the company hired crews to build several cabins, a warehouse, and a powerhouse. The industrious Millmore soon began making plans for a 4-stamp mill to process ore locally instead of having to send it to San Francisco. The government soon took notice of all of this mining activity around Sitka and soon sent George Becker of the U.S. Geological Survey in to investigate the precious metal industries that were rapidly taking shape. Becker was told that during mill tests from the Millmore Gold Mining Company, there were yields up to $7 in gold and $1 in silver. Despite these promising test numbers, money remained a problem for the growing company. In October 1896, Millmore bonded 4 of his claims to a California company for $20,000. But to seal the deal, a mining engineer's examination was required. Herman Stahlsmith arrived in Sitka for the examination of Millmore's claims. He reported that the ore veins were not large enough for development. Stahlsmith felt that the location was too remote, and the heavy winter snows made development expensive. Due to the findings of this examination, the bond was canceled. And with no money on the horizon, Millmore sold his interest in the company to E. Otis Smith for an undisclosed amount. Smith had other claims in the basin and organized a new company known as Sitka Mining Company under California law once again. The new company entered into a contract with H.V. Bruner to furnish laborers and materials to construct a 4-stamp mill and a sawmill. This was the beginning of a new start for Billy's Basin, but it would not have the outcome that was desired. Tune in next week to hear the final chapter of the Billy Basin Mine. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.